So I got a real kick out of what's been the most popular item this week on the Wall Street Journal's website. I don't know if you saw this, Jeremy. It's a column on our deteriorating grammar at the office.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
It's not such an issue for our office, I don't think, for people who speak and write for a living. We better get it right. But evidently across the country, employees are coming in with the ability to write a tweet, you know, and condense things in 140 characters, but they can't form a grammatically correct sentence.
Sure.
So, you know, it's Friday today. I thought, let's have a little fun. And, of course, you're a little punchy first thing in the morning. So I put the situation into a limerick. It's kind of a condensed version here of the hypothetical conversation maybe after this column getting around that bosses are having with their employees this week.
All right.
Here we go. There's a problem for you and I, Bob, and I ain't like some grammar snob. Frankly, I could care less, but there's clients to impress, so let's try to talk good on the job. And I should tell you, this aired this morning in one of the early casts, and in the instant it went out over the radio, I got a letter from somebody saying, it's not I could care less, it's I couldn't care less. Get it right. And of course,
the listener is always right, Jeff.
Oh my goodness.
The listener is always
right. Well, the listener is absolutely correct. The listener just missed the point.
Exactly.
Anyway.